It was a change of scenery and a change of pace for the New Orleans Saints at practice this morning here at the Greenbrier. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the afternoon wrap on NewOrleansSaints.com. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and here we are someplace new today. This is a part of the Greenbrier Sporting Club, the Greenbrier Gun Club, to be exact. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Well, we had a lot of rain yesterday, and even more so overnight, and so the grass fields were unplayable this morning. So, John, the change of scenery was the first full practice on the artificial surface at the lower field.
Well, Coach Payton takes them down to the field turf. They were able to get in the work, and in fact, they got in so much work that he ended it a period early, but certainly he wanted to recover some of the sets that they went through yesterday, wanted to go through the full contact drill again. They did that. They handled the ball much better today in the rain, even though it wasn't quite as rainy as it was yesterday.
Yeah, so that's the change of pace. They handled things very well. As John mentioned, the repeat of a couple of drills yesterday, and the full-on live drill was probably my favorite to watch, John. That's the short yardage situation that was live tackling today for both sides.
Exactly, and yesterday Coach Payton had a funny line, said, look, if you have to ask if it was live tackling, then that's not a very good reflection of what we were doing, but certainly today you could tell it was live action. The running backs were tackled to the ground, and in fact, after that drill, when there were some non-contact drills, guys were still getting knocked around, so had a pretty physical practice, but again, they got the work in that they wanted to, got it in early, and were able to get off the field.
All right, as you look at today's highlight pack, you'll notice a couple of different things. Some should look familiar. Of course, the stretching and individual drills. John mentioned the third and shorts and the short yardage situations in live scrimmage, but also some third down packages went in today. And again, the bulk of the reps, John, was handled by Ryan Griffin and Luke McCown, and their receivers, especially Nick Toon, seem to be in tune today.
Yeah, those guys are really working on a little bit of chemistry. They're having that opportunity with Drew Brees not practicing. Now, today he did show up with his pads, but did not go through team drills. Went through some individual drills where he threw to Kenny Stills, who looks better and better. But again, Kenny Stills is not in pads yet. So, you know, Drew Brees is working his way back in. I wouldn't be surprised to not see him on Friday, however, because he has not worked in any team drills.
All right. Also in full pads today, but not fully participating. We should note probably Pierre Thomas today as well. And then, John, during one of the non-contact drills, we may have gotten a glimpse into the future as we saw the defensive secondary consisting of Jairus Byrd, Kenny Vaccaro, Champ Bailey, and Keenan Lewis all out on the field at the same time.
Yeah, Champ hasn't had a lot of work here in training camp lately. He's been out injured. He's back on the field today and looked pretty smooth. But again, he didn't work in any team drills either. But Coach Payton said earlier, look, we don't need to see a whole lot of Champ Bailey. We just need to see flashes of what we know he is. And I believe they'll get to those flashes.
All right, let's continue the good news about guys returning. Off of the PUP list this week and ready to go, it seems, is John Jenkins. And after coming off of a stellar start to his career last year, Jenkins, John, is seemingly ready to go and fully now recovered from the chest injury he had in the offseason.
Well, he did a lot of individual work, and we noticed him getting in better and better physical condition. His stamina has gone up. His weight has gone down, as Coach Payton mentioned. Now, he says he's at about 347, so that he has played as high as 367. They like him in the 340s.
Yeah, the 367 was during his days at Georgia, if you can believe that. And it was a John Jenkins full of smiles speaking to the media after practice today.
I guess so, because I just don't want to let my teammates down. So by me going through this process, it's just like a big eye-opener for me and let me know my responsibility and get back there as soon as possible.
You've been working out on the side for a long time. It seems like you've been doing a lot of work. I mean, was it frustrating? I guess they're trying to be cautious before bringing you back in.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL is different from college. As everybody knows, I was coming off my rookie season, so the NFL is a longer season than the college season, so they don't want to push things in and I get hurt later on down the road.
All right, John, let's widen out a little bit, maybe go up to 30,000 feet and start reflecting on our time here at the Greenbrier. One more full day of practice tomorrow for the New Orleans Saints. That was the chance today for Sean Payton and others to talk about their experience here. Of course, early on in our coverage here at the Greenbrier, we heard all kinds of comments about the facilities and the weather and everything else, but surely nobody had really truly experienced what camp would be like, the full 3 weeks here at the facility. Well, it seems that those evaluations have held true, and Coach Payton had nothing but great things to say about the value of being here over the last 3 weeks.
You start with the environment, you know, the temperature with regards to what we're practicing in, that played a big role in it. And then I think the routine, and we do pretty well when we're able to change the routine up. And we'd spent 3 years in Jackson, 5 years back in Metairie, and, you know, this year coming here for 3 weeks and then going back, you know, it's going to feel like just like right now. I feel kind of hot right now. Anyway, but I think from a working environment, the conditions we're practicing in and training in have been really, really good. So that plays an important role. And then on the receiving end, on this end, there's got to be, to do that in a short period of time, you know, it's because of, you know, one person wants to make that happen. In this case, you know, Jim Justice wanted to make this happen. And to see what, you know, they were able to accomplish in a short period of time is really amazing. And it, for us as an organization, it sets the bar higher for us when we're here. How the food's prepared, how the fields are taken care of, the housing, those are all standards. And so oftentimes you come away from an experience like this and you might look at a checklist of things here, but it also forces you to look at your own checklist. And I think they've definitely raised the bar.
Of course, Coach is not alone on his thoughts here as we wrap up things at the Greenbrier. The players seem to be in step with his feelings as well. That includes Zach Strief, who always gives us good perspective on everything, including his time here so far.
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't see a minus in it. The idea of, I think it's been an extremely positive situation. I think, fortunately for all of us, for players, for coaches, and hopefully, and from what it sounds like, the staff here, who deserves all the respect in the world for what they've done for us. But the idea of we'll be tougher if we practice every day in 120 degrees is just not true. We'll be more tired and we'll work a lot less on getting better because you're just working on finishing a practice. But I think that the toughness is instilled by bringing in the right guys that already have toughness. Look, you're not taking a guy that has a weak mind and putting him in heat, and then all of a sudden he pops out on the other side of camp as a tough player. Yeah. Really, he probably just complained for 4 weeks, you know? And so they bring in the right guys. I think there's toughness on this team inherently because they brought in the guys that are tough. I think it's an important thing here, and I can't say one negative thing about being.
And so that brings us to our location this afternoon. We've tried to highlight some of the things around the Greenbrier Resort and share some of John and myself's time here with you from the Greenbrier throughout training camp. And today we kind of wrap that up at the Greenbrier Gun Club. And I want to especially thank Jim Thomas, who came out and showed us not only the range, but also gave us the lowdown on the gun club, which of course includes skeet and trap and sporting clays in a beautiful setting here just off the Allegheny Mountains. Now, I will throw this out. You're talking to two guys here that cover sports for a living, but I don't think we're going to be getting any shooting gigs anytime soon.
Well, just because they call Louisiana the sportsman's paradise doesn't mean it's a sportsman's paradise in all areas, at least for me anyway.
All right, so here's a look, just for a moment, at our time on the range today. It's worth pointing out that our cameraman, Justin Stout, who's from rural Illinois, showed us up and hit his first two targets right out of the gate today.
It really wasn't worth pointing out, but go ahead.
We will anyway. So make sure when you come to the Greenbrier Resort, whether it's for training camp next year or for your next family vacation, include a stop here to see Jim at the Greenbrier Gun Club. John, let's talk about tomorrow real quick. It's the last full day of work here at the Greenbrier for the Saints.
Yeah, tomorrow we expect a full practice, padded, probably on the upper fields depending on the weather. We don't think there's much more rain in the forecast, so we believe they'll be up on the grass fields in the morning. Again, fully padded, but I don't think there'll be a whole lot of contacts, especially not any live drills like there were today, because there is a preseason game on Friday.
Yes, sir. Titans on Friday at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you right back here tomorrow at the Greenbrier on Wednesday here at NewOrleansSaints.com.